My album is based on 2 gigahertz neural radio brain frequencies. Not everything becomes paralysed. The penis gets erect from electricity and the eyes still function. The nightmares continue to inspire the morbidity of my album like sucking stools erotically. The passion for my depression sinks me to lower levels of self-respect, as the manically depressed minor sub-bass agitates trapped wind and the synthesizers induce neural hallucinations. The subliminal suggestion in the music will have your children needing priests, to take some mind control pills and see if your right arm that takes on a life of its own can put down the gun before you blow your brains out, as this type of music is designed to lower the population. The soothing undertones of the sound rivals modern electrolysis and will induce short-term amnesia in days. To forget your troubles and take the wild rollercoaster ride of your mind spinning, where like modern social cultures of alcohol, it has your love mistaken for nausea, and the retching, vomiting deep throat is more effective than bulimia to keep your paralysed ass attractive to crackheads. The music videos of bedwetting dreams will entrap and entrance the family in neural paralysis, hypnotised and ready for home invasion. Like implants that record your dreams, home invasion and hypnotic trance amnesia in crackhead porn will be recording you in your happy place. Designing children's TV art. Brainwashing the general public like the Teletubbies beaming radio waves into your tummy to make you feel love. Why not wear tinfoil hats to block out the music's frequency and your head will be microwaved like a baked potato? The subliminal influence will have you running around arguing with your own thoughts when it is in fact that, just your own thoughts. And the family time PTSD, creativity, is a relaxing horror therapy, so the ultra-violence of the news that gives you a hooded eye psychopath headache would make a good advert for fast-action pain relief tablets. The digitally recorded fart in middle C took butthole skill, which evolved into Foley sound effect library of creaking doors and floorboards. But as the bass emulates, the music goes straight into your ears in HD sound. It can be as if you're really in there in the room with the live with the artist. If the music doesn't give you a burned forehead, it will probably make you spontaneously combust and leave a pile of ash and your left foot under the sofa. The severed foot will make a good sex toy and the pile of ash can be scraped into a crack pipe. But more importantly, a soul can be used to produce enough ectoplasm slime that using it as lube but inducing demon possessions during sex, projectiles spewing blood and farting flames during doggy style will save a married from long-term boredom. Like Frasier on Channel 4 Morning TV, the show has an ego like sex with a doppelganger and wrestling naked in sherry vomit competing to be the dominatrix. I need popular therapy. I'm releasing an album called The Morbidly Fascinated Wet Dream, which is about being cock-teased by a poltergeist. The media is full of so much self-promotion, it makes entertainment's ego bigger than King Kong's left testicle, which ironically is the shape of Frasier's head. The large team that worked on that one must be having morbidly fascinated wet dreams.